The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner, in the studio with my colleague Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and Craig Montana, of course, running the studio for us. And we always have our 800 number ready for you with your questions. That 800 number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Well, we're having another little rock and roll going on in the markets. Actually, we have a couple of oil and gas-related companies who are doing a little bit better this morning. Okay, whatever. but we had a nice up day yesterday, and now we're doing a little give back this morning. Part of it is actually big company, Apple. Their earnings didn't come in so well. Their outlook not doing as well either. Not a huge surprise, though, because they lost, you know, Steve Jobs. It's been a while now, but, you know, these things happen in companies, and then they have to kind of regroup and refocus. So, again, it doesn't necessarily mean that a company, when they have these kind of things happen, is a bad company, but sometimes it just takes some time and maybe getting some new ideas in firms like that, Jamie, to get back on track.
Well, you know, these things do happen, as you had mentioned, you know, and at this point, as much as the market's gone up and down, big swings we've been having over the last month or so, it's almost kind of a non-event now when we see it happening, as you're getting kind of used to it. It's kind of like when you go out on the boat and you get seasick, and you're out there a couple of days, and all of a sudden you don't get seasick anymore.
Well, and you know, it really is your mental frame,
yeah.
Right? What are your thought processes, et cetera, et cetera? I had a conversation with a person who's probably about 30 years old earlier this week, and she said, should I keep putting money in my IRA? She makes an IRA contribution on a monthly basis, sends something in from her checking account, automatic draft deposit. Every month she looked at me and she said, should I stop that?
Well, did you say, no, you should always wait when the market's high and buy when it's more expensive?
When it's really, really roaring along and everything's very expensive, yes, go ahead and do it. Well, and I kind of put it that way to her, too. I said, well, do you want to buy something on sale? I said, you just told me you went to, Macy's or something, you know, the other day. And she said, yeah, they had this great sale going on. And I said, so did you buy some stuff? Well, yeah, they were having a great sale going on. And I said, and
well, there
do you
go.
See any parallels here that we're focusing on?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Oh.
You and I were having the conversation on the way to the station this morning about, you know, in this type of market, the rich get richer.
They do.
And why is that? They get richer because they have the money to buy in when the market is down. They're not afraid. And
well,
so they buy low, and then when it goes back up, they sell high, and they make more money on top of the money they already had.
Yeah. But what does the average investor do, right? You're not Warren Buffett. You're not some of these other big hoo-has out there that have tons of money. So if they take a hit here and there, you know, they're still going to have their lights on and they're still be eating, right? So what do you do about that? We'll talk about it when we come back from this break also. This time of year still, and we just heard from a listener about this morning, if your employer is changing their offerings to you as the employee, whether it's health care plans, disability coverage, coverages for things like cancer policies, accidental death policies, all these kind of different things, all these offerings are still being made to many employees out there or changes in what your employer is providing and now leaving it up to you instead. How do you make these decisions? We're going to talk a little bit with Jamie Keyes, who really knows his stuff about that kind of thing. So we'll come back and do that as well. In the meantime, if you got a question specific to you, you can give us a call right now and we'll answer you while we're in the commercial break. So here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
DDM Metal Buildings offers quality, reliability, and commitment to please our customers. They manufacture all metal building components, and no one can beat their prices. Want to build a hay barn, horse barn, or even a barnuminium? Just call DDM at 979-251-9503 in Brenham or in Bastrop at 512-321-0436. DDM offers engineered bolt-together buildings for residential or commercial, plus they offer weld-up kits for buildings. DDM Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 5 and Saturday till noon. See them online at ddmpipeandsteel.com.
La Roche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, your full-service dealership, has been growing along with the city of Brenham and Washington County since 1962. That's because La Roche treats people right, giving their customers great deals on new and used cars and top-notch service after the sale. Plus, La Roche has the vehicle you want, whether it's a work truck, a luxury ride, or an economy car with a low price and great gas mileage. So when you need a new vehicle, the right choice is La Roche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, celebrating over 50 years of service.
Lorne Concrete, family-owned since 1986, located in Brenham, LaGrange, Smithville, Caldwell, Prairie View, and Waller. Lorne Concrete delivers results via technology. They implement state-of-the-art technologies to ensure their customers' supreme attention to detail. Whether you're building a new home, business, or farm and ranch structures, start with a strong foundation. Start with Lorne Concrete. Just call 979-836-3664 to speak to a member of Team Lorne. Find out more about Lorne Concrete by visiting their website at lorneconcrete.com.
Gazebo Terrace Skill Care and Rehabilitation is proud to announce the addition of their secured unit for dementia residents and residents who wander. Residents at Gazebo Terrace are well cared for by a professional, friendly staff. They offer short-term convalescence and long-term nursing care. Call Gazebo Terrace Skill Care and Rehabilitation at 979-830-7100 or visit them online at gazeboterracecare.com. Care, comfort, commitment is their promise to you. Join Gazebo Terrace on February 26th for their open house and ribbon cutting from 11 till 2.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenham for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Yamaha, and Arctic Cat, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance to complete rebuilds on the brands they sell and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Quality sales, parts, and service.
If you've been searching to buy a home lately, you probably know firsthand how few houses are available. What this means is that now is a great time to put your home up for sale. And when experience counts, it's time to call Robin Landaway with Century 21 Holton Realty. Robin Landaway has been helping buyers and sellers for nearly a decade in the Washington County area. She'll listen to you and tailor her service to your wants and needs. Whether you are a buyer or seller, expect great things from Robin Landaway. Call 979-203-1793 today to get started.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. We're the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial Group. Office Central Texas, right here in Brenham. Down the street from the radio station, actually. Pretty convenient. Also, it's right across from the courthouse in the middle of Brenham on Main Street. And we have another office about a mile or so from the Galleria shopping area in Houston, just outside of the main horrendous traffic that goes on there. So easy in, easy out, either place. And we do invite you cordially to come in and sit down. Bring what you want to talk with us about. If you're getting some of these new, employee benefits packages, et cetera, at your place of employment. I have folks who've been calling me, another one today, earlier before I got to the radio station, asking about, well, the company's no longer going to do this type of coverage or that kind of coverage. Do I still need it? What shall I do about it? How do I compare rates on things? All of that. Again, if you've got things that are new, different, you're not really sure which way to go, you're welcome to give us a call, or if you want to come by the office and we check them out with you, that's fine too. Here's our number at the office, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. And I got Jamie Keyes right here this morning, and Jamie knows all of that stuff. And Jamie, since we're on this topic real quickly here, when you're looking at these kind of things, and let's say now it's up to you as an individual to go and try to find some of the ancillary services. Maybe your employer is providing health care coverage, that kind of stuff, maybe a retirement plan or whatever. But now, let's say things like disability coverage, short-term, long-term, some of the other types of services out there, if they're stopping these and saying, okay, employee, you need to go out and find somebody and go to it. But what do you say to people?
Well, let's use the example that you had today of someone who had called and previously through their employer who had a payroll service that offered all of these different products as part of the group package. In this particular case, we're talking about like disability coverage.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand that there are differences between group coverages, group disability plans, between worksite individual disability plans, and then individual plans that you can just get out on your own in the market without having to go through your employer.
Mm-hmm.
And there are differences in all of those different products. The disability coverage that you get through your group, through your employer, that is called group coverage, generally there's two types. The short term, which is good for either 1 month or 2 months, generally speaking, and will pay you so much during that time period. And that's good to cover for like a small accident that you may have or for a sickness that you know, whatever. It's going to be a short-term type of thing. And then the long-term disability kicks in because usually it has a 60 to 90-day waiting period. Now, the thing that's important to understand about group disability coverage is generally the benefits are limited. And so if the benefits are limited to paying you $500 a week, that means the most that the disability through the group plan is going to pay you is $2,000 a month. And so you need to understand that. One of the things that I find is a lot of you are under the impression that if you get disabled and you have a group disability plan, that no matter how much money you make, that income is going to be replaced by that group disability plan. And that simply is not true.
It's usually a percentage. Is it not? I've seen it be a percentage, not always, but I've seen it be a percentage of your pay.
Yeah, and generally speaking, because it comes to you income tax-free, it's generally around 60% of what your salary is. But even then, on the group policies, they'll say 60% of your salary up to,
mm-hmm.
and that limits it. And so what you need to do then is if you have that, then you need to start looking for individual policies to cover what is going to be the shortfall on that group policy. So that's one thing, speaking about group policies. Now, in this particular case, they were doing away with their group policy, and they had what were called worksite products come, and they were going to be offered to the employees. That would be companies like Aflac, Colonial. There are a lot of them out there. And what they do is they come on the worksite, and then through payroll deduction, you can get the short-term disability, the long-term disability products that are offered through those insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done on a payroll deduction basis. Usually those products are a little bit less expensive than what you can get out on the marketplace on an individual basis, but they do have limitations. The important thing on disability coverage is what is the definition of total disability? And generally speaking, worksite products have a stricter definition of total disability. And therefore, if something happens, you have to go through a lot more hoops to show that you're really disabled. But having said that, they are less expensive and therefore, because it's done on a payroll deduction, they cost less, it's better than having nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would consider it. In this particular case, the individual said they had some of these companies come in and offer these products to them. You need to consider it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to them. Go to those meetings and take a look at that disability coverage. Now, you can also then shop around on an individual basis. And on the open market, there are insurance companies that offer these disability products. They're going to have a more liberal definition of total disability. And the amount that you qualify is going to be based strictly on what your income is.
Hmm.
And so it's going to come much, much closer to covering what your current income is if you ever become disabled. So those are the best policies, but they're more expensive. So you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm. So that's really a good rundown, though, of what the differences are.
Between the three types, absolutely.
Yeah. Cost, coverage levels, coverage amounts. And then the other question I got was, well, we seem to have a pretty good health care plan. It's one of the Affordable Care Act required plans through an employer. And they said, should I go ahead and pick up additional coverage from like Aflac or Colonial or whoever else is coming by that business to pitch these products? Should I get a cancer policy in addition to this? Should I get a whatever else, you know, these extra things that you can get?
The advantage of those types of policies, there is, again, they're done on a payroll deduction basis. So when it's done on payroll deduction, you don't miss it as much. But a cancer policy, what a cancer policy does is it's called a specific disease policy or something along that ilk. And it's only going to pay you money if you get cancer. The advantage of having that type of policy is with your normal health care coverage, if you have cancer, you're going to have to meet deductibles and out-of-pocket costs. In addition to that, there are going to be limitations as to what they're going to pay for types of treatment that you may receive for cancer. And cancer treatment is always kind of cutting edge.
Mm-hmm.
And generally speaking, most health care policies do not pay for experimental treatment. And so you may have to fight the insurance company if you have traditional health coverage as to whether or not the treatment you're getting is experimental. That doesn't mean they're not going to pay, but you're going to have to fight to get the payments made. Whereas a cancer policy pays you cash so much for if you ever get diagnosed with cancer and start receiving treatment, the cancer policy is just going to pay you cash.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to ask any questions as to the type of treatment that you're getting. They don't care. You've been paying premiums to get that cancer policy. And so for some people, that's a great peace of mind. And so they do serve a purpose in the marketplace because you're going to get cash if you ever are diagnosed and receive treatment for cancer. There are other types of policies that are offered through those companies too, like a hospital indemnity policy. If you ever go into or admitted to the hospital, they'll pay you so much per day to be in the hospital. But those types of policies help cover some of the out-of-pocket costs that you have for deductibles and coinsurance with your traditional health care coverage. So there are some value in those worksite policies. You just have to know what you're getting into because they're specific. If you never need those services, they're never going to pay anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, again, that's kind of a quick rundown, but helps a lot of you, I think, out there to kind of wade through some of these things. And, of course, always my big one that I point out is there is a difference between a life insurance policy that you're offered at your workplace and an accidental death policy through one of these outside carriers usually. So, Jamie, we want to make sure nobody buys one thinking they've got the other. Explain the difference in those.
Yeah, it disturbs me when I see this because a lot of families are really dependent upon life insurance because life insurance is the one thing when a family suffers a catastrophic loss like that. The life insurance company is the first company that comes in within a couple of weeks of receiving all the requirements with a check to help the family get through that time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have accidental death coverage, that's not life insurance. That only pays a benefit to your family if you happen to die in an accident.
So if you have a heart attack, it's not paying anybody anything.
It's not going to pay anything. If you die of cancer, it's not going to pay anything. If you die in a car wreck, it depends. You know, you have to find out, you know, all the things that are tied to being in an accident, what an accident is going to pay. And my stance on that is I've never understood, even on a life insurance policy, you can add accidental death and dismemberment coverage to a traditional life insurance policy. I've never understood the need for that. If your family needs $1 million of coverage, if something happens to you, why do they need to receive $1 million bonus just because you died in an accident? I don't understand that. You should get the amount of coverage that your family needs, not just because you die in an accident. Mm. So don't think that I've had people tell me that they're going on a trip and they don't need life insurance because they buy the ticket through their particular credit card company. The credit card company says, well, if you die in an accident on the trip, we're going to pay you a certain amount of money. That's not life insurance. But I've had people say, yeah, I've got life insurance. And they say, they pull out their credit card and say, and that's not life insurance. I'm sorry.
Mm. So again, there are differences. They're important ones, obviously. And if you're looking at things, you need a little primer, a little run through on how these things work. I know many of you have brought in old life insurance policies that you've had for ages, that are cash value policies. They may be the old universal life types of policies, or maybe their whole life things or whatever it may be. And you're saying, do I still need this? Should I cash this in? What happens? And all that. Again, you're welcome to do that. And, we can talk with you about highlights of those policies and with why you might want to keep them.
Those are definitely assets, mm-hmm. and you need to, before you get rid of them, you need to know exactly what they can do for you. I read a real interesting article this week talking about long-term care. It was kind of interesting because there are asset-based products that offer long-term care coverage now, and life insurance is one of those. And you can repurpose your current cash value life insurance policy to a policy that can cover long-term care. 30% of all long-term care coverage now is going to asset-based products, whereas 10 years ago it was 3%.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a real attractive feature that's available. Don't do away with something that you can probably repurpose and use later on in life. It is an asset that you have, and before you do away with it, you need to know what is available because you have done a good job up to now.
Mm-hmm. So lots of different info out there. And we'll take up a couple more of these types of topics when we come back from this break. But we'll also check out the markets, take a look at some things. If you've got questions, if you're going through picking out coverages at work, you can call us. If you are considering joining your retirement plan at work or considering not participating or stopping your participation, I'd love to have you give us a call and we'll talk it out with you before you make a move. That's always the best thing to do. Two brains right here in the studio at your service on the Money Makeover Show. Tony Navarre, Jamie Keys, we're right here waiting for your call. Let me give you that number. Call and ask before you do something. Hey, the price is right. That phone call is an 800 number. Write to us. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You are listening to the Money Makeover Show.
DDM Pipe and Steel, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop, has over 30,000 square feet of metal under one roof. They stock everything from metal buildings, including I-beams, angle iron, flat plate, flat bar, pipe tubing, and solid rods. Also chop saw blades, welding rods, a wide variety of tools, tie-down straps, spring and fence clips, cable, gloves, expandable metal, and roll-up doors. Call DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham at 979-251-9503 or in Bastrop at 512-321-0436. Visit their website at ddmpipeandsteel.com. DDM Pipe and Steel, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 5 and Saturday till noon.
Uniques in Brenham frames more than just pictures. How about Grandpa's pocket watch, antique glazed doilies, or a baby's christening dress? They can frame your Boy Scout awards, 4-H ribbons, or purple hat. And Uniques has over 30 years experience of framing diplomas, fine art prints, letters or certificates, and more. Would you like a creative and personal gift for a loved one? Let Uniques help you create an assemblage of personal items or photographs framed with quality material and workmanship. Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
There are a lot of things in life that should make you nervous. Skydiving. Swimming with sharks. Your mother-in-law. But going to the dentist shouldn't be one of them, especially if you're a patient of Dr. Paul LaRoche in Brenham, now offering Waterlase Dentistry, technology that combines laser energy and water. No more rough grinding and drilling, and in most cases, no need for painful numbing shots. What are you afraid of? Find out more about Waterlase. Call LaRoche Dentistry at 836-5666. They make smiles happen.
Swim all year round at the City Bell Aquatic Center. Fall hours are Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and closed on Sundays. Looking for a unique site for a party? Give the Blue Bell Aquatic Center a call. The Aquatic Center is a great place to hold special events and private parties. Find out about all the activities available in Brenham online at cityofbrenham.org/parks and then come out and have a flip-flop fantastic time. The Blue Bell Aquatic Center, 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
Start the year off with the new Toyota from Tagler Toyota. With offers like 0% APR plus customer cash on select vehicles, it's a deal you don't want to miss. We have the right vehicle for you. Whether you're looking for the spacious Toyota Sienna with room for the whole family, the powerful Toyota Tundra with great towing capabilities, or even the Toyota Prius, rated the best-selling hybrid in America with 50 miles per gallon. This is an opportunity you don't want to miss. Start the year off with the new Toyota from Tagler Toyota. Come see us in Brenham or shop online 24/7 at www.taglertoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Sesame Street Live. Make a new friend. No matter where you're from or where you've been, everyone is special. So join in.
Sesame Street Live. Make a new friend at NRG Arena this weekend only. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neo Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarre. Hello. I'm Tony Navarre, and that was somebody else's voice. Certified Hold financial on. Planner. Yeah. Jamie Keyes has his voice back.
A month there, it was rough.
Yeah, so he's doing better on it this morning than I am. And, of course, Jamie, chartered financial consultant, and really knows his stuff about all kinds of insurances and long-term care and employee benefits and health care and disability plans and all that stuff. And we've had a little conversation about this. And, you know, we have looked at the markets this morning, and I know that you have a tendency to just focus on, well, is my 401k up, down, sideways, or my 403b or my IRA? Yes, those things are important, but, you know, the frontline defense for you as an individual and for your family is those benefit packages that you get through your employer, hopefully. And if you don't get them there, then what do you do about that?
So well, again, you know, part of financial planning is risk management, not just risk management on how much risk can I take so I don't lose all my money, mm-hmm. you know, in the markets, but also risk management on the side of what are the things that if something happens are going to make me lose all of my assets. And so risk management is part of financial planning, and you need to consider those. And it's interesting when you come in for that free review, it's funny how often those are the things that come up quite often because those are the scariest things.
Yes. Yes. So, again, when you have these questions, if you don't have time to give us a call on the program, you're busy doing stuff or you're kind of listening at work or whatever, that's fine. So let me give you our office number. You can call us there and ask your questions, or you can come by for that free review. Bring your employee handbook and your new stuff that you're looking at. And we'll be glad to go over it with you. And again, that's 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. 03. I think they really ought to have that. Jamie's got a list of a thing per month to think about doing financially healthier for you and your family.
Yeah, 12 things to think about this coming year that are considered money moves that they're probably going to be wise money moves to think about.
Mm-hmm.
We've covered three of them so far this year. The first one was file your tax return as soon as possible. One of the advantages of that is you're less likely to have your identity stolen because somebody's not going to have your Social Security number and you're going to file your tax return in April and the IRS is going to come back and say, oops, you've already filed your tax return. And you say, well, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody has your Social Security number and they filed your tax return for you.
Yeah.
So file your tax return as soon as possible. It's less likely to happen. Second thing we talked about was because some of the things that are going on with interest rates, prepare for bigger payments this year for some of the debt that you may have. And we talked specifically about like home equity loans and lines of credit and those things. And then the third thing we talked about was with the markets being in the state that they are, this may be a good year to think about converting some of your traditional IRA to a Roth because you pay less tax by converting to a Roth when your assets are down. You just transfer those assets to your Roth. Now you have to pay tax, but since they're worth less, you'd pay less tax. And then when the market comes back now, you still have that tax-deferred growth, and you never have to pay tax on that growth.
And you don't have to draw it out at 70.5.
That's correct.
For required minimum distributions. And your heirs don't have to pay taxes on that money.
It's a much better estate planning tool than a traditional IRA.
Yeah. So this is a good opportunity for some of you to take advantage of that. Again,
that,
if you need some help, just call us. Come by, run through your scenario with us, and we will do everything we can to explain things to you. And we'll, do some little bit of calculation and say, okay, here's what you're going to do. Here's what happens now. Here's what happens in the future. Here's what you need to come up with to pay the tax. And we kind of go through there and help you make a decision that's smart for you. That's the idea here with the Money Makeover Show and the Money Makeover team. Again, our number at the office, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903.
The fourth thing we're going to talk about this morning has to do with some of the things we've already talked about this morning, having to do with things that are available through your employer.
Yep.
Things that are available at your work site. And the fourth thing to think about doing is, if you have it available to you, is think about funding a health savings account. Why would you do that? And what is a health savings account?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a health savings account is an account that's available through your employer if you have a qualified high deductible plan. In other words, what is your health insurance plan?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a high deductible plan, the possibility exists that you may have the ability to set money aside into a health savings account. And those numbers are significant.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is the money goes into the health savings account pre-tax, just like an IRA. But you can earn interest on it on a tax-deferred basis, just like an IRA. And then if you ever need the money for health care expenses, you get to take the money out tax-free. So there are a lot of advantages to having a health savings account. The longer you have a health savings account, if you don't use it, the interest accumulates tax deferred. So that money is always yours. It's different than a flexible spending account where you have to spend it every year. So there are advantages to the health savings account that the flexible spending account has. So know the difference between an HSA, health savings account, and an FSA, a flexible spending account. So if you have that available to you, you should put money into it. If you don't use the money, as I said, it accumulates on a tax-deferred basis. And then when you retire, guess what? Now you've got all this money accumulated in your health savings account that you can use to pay those deductibles and coinsurance that you have with Medicare.
Wow. Pretty nice.
Pay for them with tax-free dollars. And when you're retired, tax-free is good. And the other advantage is the money coming out of a health savings account to pay for those health care expenses does not affect the taxability of your Social Security benefits.
Ooh. That's always good.
An additional added bonus. A lot of you don't know the fact that you, depending upon what your modified adjusted gross income is, you may pay tax on your Social Security benefits. Well, money come out of a health savings account is not going to affect that. Now, an interesting question to ask would be, since this is we're talking about employee benefits, if I have a health savings account available through my employer and a flexible spending account, which one should I fund?
Ooh.
My opinion is if you have both, you should fund your health savings account first. And if you can fund it to the maximum, go ahead and do that. Because if you don't use it, it rolls over to the next year and accumulates on a tax-deferred basis, as opposed to the flexible spending account where you have to use it that year. And so I think the health savings account is what you should fund first. Now, if you fund your health savings account to its maximum and you want to fund the flexible spending account in addition to that, because there are some things that are available through the flexible spending account that are not going to be technically medical expenses like child care,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead and fund your flexible spending account also. Now, which one should you use first? Use that flexible spending account first.
Yeah, because, again, that's the use it or lose it.
Use it or lose it. You have to use it in the year that you put it in, and so you're better off. Now, they've changed the rules on that a little bit. There is some carryover into the next year mm-hmm. for a limited period of time, but you still have to use it in that flexible spending account. And so know the differences, but if you have a health savings account, I would go ahead and fund it. Later on in life, you're going to be thankful you did that. And it's a good way to save on your health care expenses because your deductibles and all of the things, you know, the dentists, all mm-hmm. the things that are considered medical expenses, mm-hmm. you can pay for those with tax-free dollars, which generally is about a 30% savings.
Wow. Okay. So wise words from my esteemed colleague, Jamie Keyes, who's really one of our specialists in these kinds of things. And you know what? This is such an important part of all of our lives and how we take care of ourselves and our families. Make sure we're safe. Make sure we're covered for risks that can happen to us, whether it's our health, whether it's our dental, all of these different things, long-term care. And, Jamie, I know before we went to the break, and we got a few minutes before our next break, again, we've had so many people ask us about repurposing, as you mentioned earlier, repurposing something you've already got, like perhaps a cash value life insurance policy or an annuity type of policy. Repurpose those instead of just doing away with them if you think you don't need them anymore, and turn them into something that can help you on long-term care.
Yeah, you can take those cash value life insurance policies, do what's called a 1035 exchange. When you do that, you get a new policy. You have to be healthy.
So you do have underwriting on that.
You have underwriting, so you have to answer health questions and show that you qualify. But if you're healthy, you can repurpose that old life insurance policy that you have that only paid a benefit if you died. Now you can get policies that are out there now that will still pay a death benefit if you die. But if you ever need long-term care, you can use the death benefit to pay for long-term care coverage. And it comes to you tax-free. There are advantages. We get the question a lot, why should I have life insurance after I retire? Well, there you go. If you can have a policy that you've had for all of these years that you've put money into and has a cash value to it, repurpose it now. Now not only does it pay a death benefit, but it can also be used for long-term care should you ever need it. If you never need the life insurance, you know, everybody's going to die at some point. But if you decide you don't want the death benefit anymore and you don't care about the long-term care coverage, you can always just take the cash. The point is somebody's going to get the money, either through a death benefit or a benefit for long-term care or in the form of cash. Somebody's going to get the money.
So actually, that's one of the differences between buying a traditional long-term care insurance where you're paying like a monthly premium
right.
or annual or semi-annual, and you're paying for it whether you ever use it or not.
Right.
And once you've paid for it, the money's gone. I mean, that's it. If you never use it, it's like buying car insurance.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's a difference. in using, again, a cash value life insurance. What do we mean by cash value life insurance policy?
Well, those are whole life policies, universal life policies, variable life policies. They're as opposed to like term insurance. Term insurance has no cash value. A whole life policy, a universal life policy, or a variable life policy, generally speaking, most of those have some type of cash value that either earns interest or is tied to the market in some way.
Okay. So, got one of those, don't know what to do with it, do you still need it? Before you just pull the trigger and dump it.
Find out what it can do for you.
Yeah, you might be able to repurpose that.
It's a beautiful asset.
And we'll talk about those of you that have annuity types of things, contracts out there. Before you do something radical with one of those, again, this may be something that could be repurposed, too. We'll explain how that works. Jamie will when we come right back. If you've got questions in between, here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You are listening to the Money Makeover Show.
Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens, has created the perfect bottle for whatever happens. The Bud Light Cool Twist Aluminum Bottle. It's made of 100% chill-holding aluminum, so you know it's cold. It's tall and sleek, so it's refreshing. And here comes a twist. It's reclosable, so you know it's always up for whatever. The Bud Light Cool Twist Aluminum Bottle.
Just bring it.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Anheuser-Busch distributor.
Hey ladies, do you suffer from hair loss? Stop in Merle Norman Spa and Wigs to see their selection of beautiful wigs with new styles arriving daily, including longer styles. These quality wigs look great. Plus, there's a comfortable and private area where you can try on the various styles, and the ladies at Merle Norman can assist you in choosing the style and color that suits you best. These wigs are great options for thinning hair or complete hair loss. Look and feel beautiful. Visit Merle Norman Spa and Wigs in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham today.
Times are tough in Brenham right now. It's time for all Brenhamites to support the community by buying at local merchants. Shopping out of town or online doesn't help the local economy. And when you support local businesses, they in turn can hire more staff and help keep the unemployment down in the area. Local merchants are your friends and neighbors, and they need your support to keep Brenham's economy strong and growing. This message is brought to you by LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, your local Brenham dealership.
From backyard barbecues to five-star weddings, Design 2 coordinates and caters your event, providing a quality of food and a level of professionalism with attention to detail that is unsurpassed. Design 2 also offers event planning consultations, available by calling 830-0450. With over 20 years of catering and event planning, Design 2 has the experience, talent, and taste to make your event one to remember. Call David Fashinsky and choose the delectable talents of Design 2.
Go to Parts and More, man, they've got a lot of parts there. For things you need to repair, they've got the parts you need there. Any part and any brand, it's all at Parts and More. Parts for mowers, blowers, trimmers, edgers, washers, dryers, ovens, heaters, backs for any vacuum cleaners, even backs for trash compactors, plus a lot of belts and blades down at Parts and More. Parts and More, 1407 South Day in Brenham, 979-337-9229.
Shop Schleider Furniture in Brenham for the best selection of Brenham brand mattresses. Famous Sealy Posturepedic, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. Schleider's has 40 kinds of mattresses to try and 5 kinds of power adjustable bed bases. Pillow tops, ultra firm, and everything in between at guaranteed lowest prices. See the best selection of specialty pillows, mattress pads, and sheet sets with sheet sets on sale as low as $20. Free delivery to 50 miles on purchases of $500. Special purchase Sealy Posturepedic Queen Set for only $489. Save even more with cash discount or available 0% financing. Shop Schleider Furniture in Brenham for the best selection of Brenham brand mattresses. Famous Sealy Posturepedic, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. The best brands of mattresses are from Brenham, the home of Tempur Sealy and Schleider Furniture.
Schleider Furniture Company, with quality furniture and Sealy mattresses for your comfort.
Quality.
Attention citizens of Brenham. Before beginning any project that requires you to move earth, dial 811. Digging without knowing the locations of buried utilities can be dangerous to you and others. This service is free and available 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. The Locate Center will contact the city and the utilities department will mark their lines within 2 business days. Once the lines are marked, you may dig with care and safety. This message is brought to you by the Public Utilities Department of the City of Brenham. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
You know, I hate it when my whistler doesn't work right. Yeah. Anyway.
You're just a little late getting out the door.
That means, of course, that we are getting toward the end of this edition of the Money Makeover Show. By the way, get by our website. We do have podcasts of the programs available on our website in case we said something about repurposing your old life insurance contracts into long-term care or about to talk to using annuities, old annuities to do the same thing. What about disability coverage, healthcare coverage, life insurance, all these other things that maybe you're looking at, flexible spending accounts at work. We're trying to help you learn a little bit so that you can be smarter about things for yourself and for your family. And again, if you're not able to get by the website, you're running, blowing and going, whatever, and you just want to call and ask a question, our office phone number, 979-836-2903, 836-2903, or you can get by the website when you can, moneymakeoverteam.com, moneymakeoverteam.com. So, Jamie, let's talk a little bit about, we were talking about before the break, using an old life insurance policy that you've had for a while. Many of you have done this. You've had, you know, universal life or a whole life or whatever, and you've had this thing for years. It's built up some cash value. You've been very good about providing that for in case something happened and your family would have that. But if your family's grown now and you really don't know that you still need it, should you just dump it? There are things you might, as Jimmy just talked about, look at as far as long-term care possibilities for a cash value life insurance policy. You're going to repurpose it or kind of convert it over to serving that purpose. You can also do this kind of thing with some of the annuities out there.
Right. What we see is with annuities, and by the way, these types of products, whether it's life insurance or annuities, this is called asset-based long-term care. And so when you see or hear people talking about asset-based long-term care, that's what they're talking about, using life insurance or annuities to pay for long-term care. With annuities, what you see is a tax-deferred annuity, all the interest or earnings inside of it accumulate on a tax-deferred basis. You can't access that money before age 59 and a half without a penalty. And generally speaking, there are surrender charges to the insurance company if you try and pull the money out early. What the Pension Protection Act of 2006 allows you to do now is to use annuities to pay for long-term care, taking money out of an annuity contract that has the proper wording in it to pay for long-term care tax-free. So what that means to all of you out there who have been in annuities for all these years, once you're in annuity, it's hard to get out of an annuity without a penalty or current tax. And so what you do is you do much like you do with a CD. When the surrender charges are gone, you shop the market again and try and find the best deal. Well, you've been doing this for years now. Let's say you've been doing it for 20 years. You put in $50,000. Now the annuity's worth $100,000. Well, now you've got $50,000 of taxable gain in there. And so if you use that annuity to pay for long-term care, the first $50,000 is going to be taxed, so you're paying for your long-term care with after-tax dollars. Mm-hmm. That's one way to do it. But now there are annuities out there that you can use where if you move that old annuity that doesn't have the language in it to a new annuity that has the long-term care language in it, now all of that gain that you had, Now you can access it on a tax-free basis. It's the only way that I know of to get money out of a tax-deferred annuity tax-free.
Now, does everyone need to go rushing out, though?
They do not.
And convert this over? Okay.
Because there are, may be some other benefits that are available in the specific annuity that you have, maybe in the way of death benefits or income benefits or whatever it happens to be, that are available to you that are not going to be available in the new contract. But if you're concerned about long-term care, always with long-term care, you want to pay for that care that you're going to receive with the most efficient dollars. And this is one way to efficiently pay for long-term care with an annuity, because you're going to get the money tax-free, whereas before, all of the gain would be coming out taxable and comes out first before you take your principal out. That the earnings come out first. Now you get to access all of the money inside of that tax-deferred annuity on a tax-free basis to pay for those long-term care benefits.
So that's, again, one way of using an annuity that you've already got. And repurposing it.
Repurpose it. Use it to help cover those long-term care expenses that you may or may not have in the future, to pay for those with tax-efficient dollars. Well, what happens if you never need long-term care? It's just another annuity.
Well, there you go. So, again, lots of different wrinkles. There are different ways of doing things now that can make sense for you. Best thing to do, does it make sense for you in particular? Give us a call at the office. Come by for the free review. We'll let you know how it might work for you, or maybe there would be something better that you should do, or maybe you ought to just stick with what you've got.
At least know what your options are.
There you go. Here's our number again, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Or gosh, just come by for the free review. That way you can let it all out there and talk about all kinds of stuff. And we always enjoy meeting you, too. 979-836-2903. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you, Ben, on
Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.